We are back on the old continental road. There's the marker.
Yeah, we actually deviated a bit from Baum's route so I could show you Weir's house. We are now just outside the village of Cambridge. The first settlers came here just after the French and Indian War and built their homes along the path we just talked about, Ticonderoga Trail.
Oh, and just beyond the marker for the Continental Road is another cool graveyard established in 1756.
The approach of Baum's troops spelled danger to the residents of Cambridge.
One Sabbath, a scouting party came along, caught one of our sheep and butchered it. They came into the house with the mutton and called for whatever they needed for cooking it, dug some potatoes also, then placed their meal upon our table and ate what they wanted, leaving all that remained for our use. Thus, they made free with the inhabitants who had to submit to it passively.
Remember, this was a civil war. Folks who lived here were living day to day, preparing to harvest their fields so they could feed their families through the winter. Scouting parties were continually patrolling the country, watching every movement and constantly keeping everyone in fear.
And then this army comes through town demanding to be fed and housed.
Talk about feeling betrayed by your king. The king's army is stealing horses and ransacking houses.
And I bet they had heard the rumors of British transgressions and now it was happening to them.
And families that sided with the British were not safe either. There were stories of loyalist settlers being tarred and feathered by the American rebels.
But I remember hearing an American rebel caught by the British faced imprisonment.
Or worse. It was a true civil war. And so brutal when neighbors met on opposite sides. Loyalists and rebels in hand-to-hand combat, fighting people from their own community. For example, at the Battle of Bennington, there was a loyalist soldier named John Peters who was facing down a rebel soldier, the rebel taking aim at him. The rebel came rushing toward him, firing his musket. He bayoneted him and was so close, Peters recognized his enemy. He was Jeremiah Post, a cousin of his wife, an old schoolmate, a friend.
Wow. This war suddenly appeared in the settler's backyard.
Can you imagine fighting your own family members and neighbors?